Ask Alex today is kind of an update. We just spoke with Delaney, if you missed it, and she talked about this guy, Drew, who was on Ask Alex last week, stalking her, according to Alex. Like, he even took her car and filled it up with gas. He broke into her house. All kinds of just different stuff just to try to follow her and pursue her. And the weird thing is she likes it.
Yeah, she says it's like the ultimate sexy game of cat and mouse, and she doesn't know when she'll give in and actually go on a date with him because she loves this little game they're playing. And I'm like, girl, you crazy.
317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can let us know what you think about Ask Alex.
Tracy said no. Hashtag freak show. They are made for each other. Yeah, we could have had her on for Freak Show Friday, honestly. Kristen said, I can't even with Delaney. I'm with Alex on this one. Whacked. Fit Gal Sal said, Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show this morning reminded me that there is no normal. Hashtag be you. Darlene said, yeah, breaking and entering is super sexy. So much wrong with this. We have a lot of comments on Facebook also. Kelly said, clearly they deserve each other. Wow, if she's not careful, she's going to end up as a coat or a lampshade. Sean said, ah, ha, ha, man, Drew should take off running. This chick is crazier than his ass.
I think they're meant to be together, which is nice nowadays. It's hard to find your soulmate. Jasmine, you have some thoughts on Delaney. What did you want to say?
I just think she's crazy, and I think that she should back out before she gets into trouble. Breaking and entering into an apartment is not normal. I can understand a guy leaving flowers on your doorstep or something, but a GPS tracker on your car, that's like a whole scene from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That's not normal for a guy to track where you're going. That's really controlling.
But she said when she heard him say that on the air, she immediately pulled over, went and looked, found the GPS tracker, and she said it gave her butterflies.
That's a little disturbing.
Right. I think she is something that happened in her childhood, something she's daddy issues. She
Jasmine,
has some weird thing with guys.
Have you ever had a guy pursue you?
Yeah, but not to that extreme, and I don't find it attractive either.
Are you just saying that because he didn't go that extreme? You're kind of jealous?
No, I don't like guys shoved up my ass. I like my space, and I'm very independent.
All right. Well, I don't think anybody would want that. Hey, thank you so much, Jasmine, for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show this morning. Let's see what else we got. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, turn your radio down real quick for me. What do you think about Delaney calling in for Ask Alex?
I see this being on your Murder Monday show.
Right?
Why? But she's cool with it. It's not like it's a creepy thing, because none of us on the show would condone like an actual stalker harassing somebody.
Well, I could see this just literally turning into him end up being overprotective and wanting to kill her if she does anything that doesn't satisfy him.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Like, if he can't have it his way, then nobody can.
That's what I'm saying, man.
All right. I kind of see that. Once again, I ask every woman here, like, have you ever had a guy pursue you?
Oh, no. I'm married, and I've been with my husband for 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Man. Too bad he didn't pursue you, though, like that. Like, who knows? Like, you might have different opinions.
Cynthia says on Facebook, she made a point. She said she never told him to stop, and if a girl didn't like it, to tell the guy to stop it, then that's different, but she likes it, so they're both just freaks. Ha, ha, ha.
That's what I'm saying. If it's like, I want him to stop, it's like, of course. Like, dude, you got to stop doing that right there. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
My name's Kathleen.
What did you want to say?
Well, I kind of agree with Delaney. Like, if she's into it, it's kind of like that whole thing, like, with the obsession with vampires. I think there's something kind of sexy about dating somebody that's somewhat dangerous. So if she's okay with it and she doesn't consider it stalking and she doesn't feel physically at risk, then...
Are you somebody that's really into the vampire thing?
No, I'm probably aged out of that. But if you just look, you know, at that whole teen obsession with it, I mean, it's not... You know what I mean? The whole franchise is kind of based on...
Are you more team werewolf then?
Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Team Werewolf.
No, I'm more Team Mom Observer.
Oh.
All right. Cool. Thank you. She likes to get her neck sucked.
Someone said if she doesn't give in to him soon and tell him she's going to go on a date, then he'll just give up and move on to somebody else.
I don't know. I don't think he'll give up anytime soon. Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
My name is Jane. Whatever she does is, you know, her business and what she likes. What concerns me is it's going to be very potentially dangerous once the newlywed stage is over, the honeymoon stage is over.
Yeah.
But what it does is also encourage guys like this to treat other women who, like the majority of the population, to engage in stalking with women who do not encourage it. She may like it, but it could be potentially dangerous to encourage that behavior for somebody else on down the road.
And 100%. That's what Delaney said too. She's like, I'm unique. Like, this is something that I like. She's like, a lot of other women probably wouldn't like this. So, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate your call this morning. 317-239-1009. Who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, what did you want to say?
So, did she call you guys about this GPS thing?
Yeah,
did you read it?
Okay. No. If you missed it, go ahead, Alex. Explain if maybe you just missed the call.
So, how Ask Alex works every week is that someone emails us about whatever their question is that they want advice on or whatever. She was following up about last week. So, she was like, hey, I want to talk about Drew. Give me a call. This is my number. And then we called her. So, she emails us first and then gives us her number. And then we called her and talked to her this morning.
So I feel like that right there answers the question of how she truly feels about it. Because if she was 100% okay with it, she wouldn't be reaching out for other people's opinions. So I think the fact that she's reaching out, looking for other people's thoughts, she is hesitant about it, which she truly should be. That's creepy.
Well, I don't know that she's looking for other people's thoughts. She wanted to, basically, she was like, I want to tell you guys are all worried about me thinking that I'm scared for my life over here in Greenwood or whatever. And she's like, and I'm into it. So it was more like she was
setting you straight, Alex, because you were saying that, like, this guy's going to murder her. She's killing him.
She didn't ask any questions. Usually this segment is somebody asking for advice, but she was more just speaking to and following up on what we had talked about, which had to do with her last week.
Okay, well, in that case, she's got problems. She thinks it's okay.
Look at you guys all judging right here. I bet half of people listening right now wish they could be in a relationship like that. Wouldn't that be great?
Hell no, that's creepy.